we've indicated there's almost 10,500 small businesses in Donegal. 91.7, 92% of those are micro enterprises. That's businesses employing less than 10%. So I mean, you can imagine employing over 44,000 people at the current time. So if we could manage to engage with those businesses, and with those businesses probably could develop their own development plans and strategies, and we could, if we could achieve a 20% growth in the employment in those businesses over the next 3 to 5 years, we'd be adding another 8,000-10,000 people into our employment throughout the county. Because the great thing about smaller micro enterprises, they are pervasive. They're in every parish in every part of the county. So I think there's huge potential there. And what we wanted, hopefully what we're trying to do during this conference, during Donegal Connect, is supposed to challenge not only the public sector support agencies, but also the private sector businesses, small, medium and large, to say, what can we do collectively to drive our county forward, to achieve a future for the county and for the next generation, where more of them can stay at home, get employment at home, start a business at home, rear their families at home, and enjoy this wonderful county that we have.
This conference is undoubtedly quite timely, as the Brexit deadline is ever so closer on the horizon. Much uncertainty still remains. We see a lot of calls for businesses, particularly small businesses, to be Brexit ready. That's obviously quite important as well from your point of view.
It is, but it's our focus, because we stayed away, and I mean, people probably will raise the whole Brexit issue on the day, but the critical thing about, you know, there's always challenges for business, whether it's a change. Look, if you look what's happening in the beef sector at the moment, like, that's not directly related to Brexit. It could be, you know, in a roundabout way, but there's always challenges for business. There's always going to be fluctuations in the valuation of the euro and any other, or sterling or the dollar. There's going to be a shortage of this, a shortage of that. You know, there's going to be oil shortages or whatever. There's going to be the changeover now, you know, getting away from fossil fuels. That's going to be challenges for lots of businesses. So there's always going to be challenges there, Brexit or not. The critical thing, I think, for businesses to focus on is to identify, here's where we are, but where do we want to get? And for the small and for the micro enterprises, the bigger challenge is to actually get owner managers to say, this is what I want from my business, by way of income, by way of sustainability, by way of a future, and then how do I get there? And that's really what we want to say, Catherine, during this conference, is that businesses, as part of an enterprise community and a community within Donegal, need to be thinking the same way as they expect the public sector to be. So, you know, when people address Donegal County Council and everybody's office, IDA, they want to know, what are you doing now, and what are you doing in the context of the future? What's your future plans, and how are you going to make it happen? Business need to be thinking the same way, and that, I think, is the challenge for all of us. How do we get our community within Donegal to be thinking that way, and collectively thinking that way, but more importantly, collectively acting that way, so we achieve much more together rather than all doing our separate things, you know.